I think this has been a problem over the past period of years that, you know, we have seen a lot of activity around border areas. And while there has been some very, very good work done by our forces and police forces on both sides of the border, I think, you know, further cooperation, better cooperation certainly would deliver better results as far as the whole issue of rural crime goes.
I'm sure you're also in contact with the Irish Farmers Association and other bodies in the Republic with regards to ensuring that these measures are taken, because it's something that benefits farmers on both sides.
It's a regular conversation that we do have with the Irish Farmers Association, and you know, there is machinery disappears either north or machinery disappearing south, and it is so easy just to cross the border with that piece of machinery. It could be worth 70, 80, 100,000 pounds, and as you would appreciate, it does have a devastating effect on farm businesses. But as I say, I think there could be further better cooperation between the police forces, and something we would be very keen to see in the north here as well is that when we find that some of these criminals actually are taken to the court, that they would get a sentence which fits the crime. We have seen quite often that over the years, you know, these guys go into court and really they get off with a very, very light sentence. So we are appealing to the whole justice system to step up to the mark here and deliver really what is required in sentences.